agree to construct 108 condominium units within 26 unit buildings, 56 single-family carriage house units, 25 single-family lots, and amenities located off Lewis Georgetown Highway. That's Route 9. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan at its meeting of October 12th of last year, and subject to the requirement that any final site plan provide a means of emergency connectivity to the parcel to the north. The final site plan includes the provision of a means of emergency connectivity, along with a placeholder on the plan for proposed amenities, which are to be submitted separately for future consideration by the Commission. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 152.06. Thank you.
I did note the...
The
spot on there. Press me a look.
It's not paved, but it's...
It's not paved. I did notice that. I thought they owned the property at... Because they said the person who develops the next property is going to have to be the one that does the tie-in, so I was... I thought they were owned at all, but anyway, that doesn't really matter. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the final site plan for the Vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 3. And that's it. We don't need anything else, Kurt.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 3 final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside RPC Lot 5 final site plan.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, thank you.
This is a final site plan for Americana Bayside Lot 5 for a proposed 9,000 square foot office building with associated car parking and landscaping. The final site plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval for the RPC. Staff are in receipt of agency approvals. The zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential Plan Community. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 777. Thank you.
Janelle, this doesn't have to come back. You got, because you have all the site, all the agency approvals, right?
Correct. This is, they're asking for the final.
This is the final.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the final site plan for Americana Bayside RPC Lot 5.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Americana Bayside RPC Lot 5 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Americana Bayside RPC Revised Master Site Plan.
This is a revised...
Hang on just a second.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
This is a revised master plan for the Americana Bayside Residential Plan Community. The revised master plan has been revised to show the increase of two parcels within Village C Phase 2 from the approved 46 units to the 48 units now proposed. The master plan shows that the total number of units within Americana Bayside would not exceed the 1,700 units permitted. The parcel is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised master plan for Americana Bayside RPC.
Second.
The move and second to approve the revised master plan for Americana Bayside RPC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside RPC Village C Phase 2 revised preliminary site plan.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Americana Bayside Medium Density Residential Planning Community, MRRPC, Village C Phase 2. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a final site plan for Village C Phase 2 at its meeting of September 28th of last year. The site plan has since been revised to change a small parking area to two additional lots that are proposed to be numbered 1046 and 1047. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval for the RPC. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The parcel is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside RPC Village C Phase 2 with the final subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission when they receive all their agency approvals.
It's an RPC.
You can't do that on
it's,
RPC.
It needs to come back.
Oh, that's right. The Planning Commission.
Did you say the...
I did. It's got to come back to the Planning
Commission.
Yeah,
right. He's good.
It's got to come back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I said subject to approval, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, you were rolling, man.
Rolling.
All right. What do you say?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside, RPC Village C Phase 2, subject to the conditions and stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. We'll let the record show that the motion passed 3-1 and one abstaining. Our next item is Lighthouse Plaza RV Resort Preliminary Amenities Site Plan.
This is a preliminary amenities plan for a bathhouse, pump house, swimming pool, open pavilion, and other site improvements located within the Rehoboth Shores Main Factory Home Park. The park is subject to two conditional use permits under references conditional use number 1862 and conditional use number 1926, approved on February 9th, 2017. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the amenities plan may therefore be approved as a final amenities plan if you so do wish. Tax parcel 234-24.00-35.00, zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the Lighthouse Beach RV Resort as a preliminary and a final amenities plan.
Second.
Been moved moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary and a final the amenities plan for Lighthouse Beach RV Resort. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is The Grove, conditional use number 2028, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a...
Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for The Grove, conditional use 2028, for 59 condominium townhomes on a 14.79-acre parcel of land accessed from Lighthouse Road, that's Route 54. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved a preliminary site plan for 61 townhouses and a condominium development at its meeting of August 11th of 2016, and a final site plan was administratively approved on December 22nd, 2016. The site plan has since been revised to remove lots 20 and 21 and introduce amenities, including a pool, pool house, and outdoor living area. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code and all conditions of approval. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the changes to the site layout. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Tax parcel ID is District 533, MAP 12, parcel 100. Thank you.
So this, the density, or the number of units goes down by two?
Goes down by two, and the amenities are slotted in between.
Gotcha.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the revised preliminary site plan for The Grove, conditional use number 2022, with final by staff when all agency approvals are received.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for The Grove, conditional use number 2028, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Liberty East and Liberty West, formerly known as Welsh Run, subdivision 2005-74, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for Liberty East and Liberty West, 296-lot cluster subdivision, formerly known as Welsh Run. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the commission at its meeting of December 14th, 2006, subject to conditions. Final subdivision and plan approval for 124 single-family lots within the east side of Welsh Run was granted by the commission at its meeting of December 13th, 2012. A change in the name of the entire subdivision to Liberty was administratively approved on May 6th, 2016. The subdivision plan has since been revised, and it is now proposed that Liberty East contains 117 single-family lots and amenities, and that Liberty West contains 179 single-family lots for a total of 296 lots. It is proposed that there is a top lot on the west side of Hollyville Road and a clubhouse and pool on the east side of Hollyville Road. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and GR, General Residential Zoning District. The tax parcel IDs are District 234, MAP 15, parcels 40 and 40.01. Thank you.
So this one, it's got two names, but as far as the county's concerned, it's all one subdivision.
It was all approved as one.
Right, yeah, just don't, yeah.
Okay, so my question is, why are we looking at this? Shouldn't this have expired years ago?
They are actually under construction, is my understanding, so it actually hasn't expired, or depending on when they got, when did they get final?
Yeah, you'd have 5 years from final.
Final year, 5 years from the final, the date of recordation, so they're still within their window.
Okay.
See, we did a bunch of extensions, so it's not yet, it looks strange, but they're probably still in their...
And they're probably under construction, because it looks like final was granted on December 13th, 2012, and you have 60 days to record and 5 years from recordation, so...
2017, so they have to be under construction.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I drove by there yesterday, and the flags were up, and all sorts of stuff was going on. Okay. All right. And then you, I'm assuming, Mr. Wheatley, you were on board when they did this?
Oh, I was there, yeah.
You remember?
But it's been a few years. Don't ask me a specific question.
Based on the fact that it says the amenities shall be constructed and open to use for residents within 2 years. Anyway, but do you have, this might be asking a lot, but do you have any recollection if that's what you meant, like you can put a tot lot on one side and a pool on the other, or did you want reasonable amenities on both sides so people don't have to cross the highway to try to...
Because it's split by Hollyville Road.
Yeah.
Even though it's one subdivision, which is kind of why I asked that.
And I know recently we have said, no, you can't have kids running across the road to get to the pool.
Right.
So.
It may be worth, because Mr. Wheatley, I was on to it. I don't remember.
I don't really.
Going back, I mean, there's no reason.
That makes me feel better. You're younger than I am.
Yeah. It's been a lot of subdivisions.
I was asking a lot. Like, you asked me what I had for dinner last night. I'm not sure I could tell you. But anyway, so.
But it's probably worth looking at that, you know, just to see if there was opposition related to that or if the original design or if there was some concern that made itself into the minutes or the...
Well, I mean, we can defer action on it and reduce the research.
I will make that motion to defer action to find out what the original intent was.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on the revised preliminary subdivision plan for Liberty East and Liberty West. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is Liberty East, Liberty West preliminary amenities plan. Might as well do the same
thing. We're going to do the same thing. I'm going to request a deferral on that one as well.
Okay.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on Liberty East and Liberty West preliminary amenities plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Hawthorne. This is subdivision 2005-73, formerly known as Paradise Lakes. Request to amend condition of approval.
This is an application to amend condition number 8 associated with the Hawthorne 213 lot cluster subdivision off of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at its meeting of August 13, 2015, subject to conditions. The current wording of condition number 8, allowing approval of a revision by the commission at its meeting of April 12, 2018, requires amenities including swimming pool and clubhouse to be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 2 years from the issuance of the first certificate of occupancy of the subdivision, which would be September 8, 2018. The application was supported by a 64 signature petition from the occupiers of the subdivision. The developer has submitted a letter outlining a series of delays caused by inclement weather. It is now proposed to amend condition number 8 to require amenities, including a swimming pool and clubhouse, to be constructed and open to use by residents of the development before December 31st, 2018. Tax parcel ID is 135.11.00-66.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District.
So this is the one we just had the subdivision on.
Yeah. Phase 6.
Where, remember, they showed the time-lapse photography of the construction because the property owners are concerned that the clubhouse wasn't being built in a timely fashion. So they're asking for an extension.
Looks like they're just about finished with it.
Yeah, they want till the end of the year. That's reasonable.
Swimming before Christmas.
Yeah. Right, and if, you know, not, then I'll leave the group with the pitchfork.
Is it heated? Mr. Chairman, in regard to Hawthorne 2005-73, formerly known as Paradise Lakes, I move to approve the request to amend condition of approval.
Second.
So move second to approve the request for amended condition of approval for Hawthorne. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Dawn M. Conley, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision off of a lot of one lot measuring 0.76 acres plus or minus off a 50-foot easement, leaving a residual lot of 6.68 acres plus or minus located off of Long Branch Road. The new lot is surrounded by agricultural uses on three sides, and the owner is aware of the required 50-foot buffer from the property line. Tax parcel 430-11.00-29.00, zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Dawn M. Connolly, I move for approval of the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for Dawn M. Connolly with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, before we refer back, just for the benefit of the commission, if you all, since we're going to defer the wealth or the Liberty East and Liberty West Walsh's Run, if everybody could just hold on to those existing site plans. And I realize too afterwards there is the former site plan on it, but we need to get the minutes out to you also.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you have it for the next meeting when it comes back up.
All right. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was ordinance number 1811, permitted densities.
Mr. Chairman, does anybody have any discussion on this still, any more they want to discuss tonight? I make a motion that we defer at this
second
further consideration.
I'll second it.
Yeah,
sounds like a unanimous second there.
I don't know how this vote's going to go, but you know.
Yeah, it's a move and seconded to defer action on ordinance number 18-11, permitted densities. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley.
This one, why don't you defer action on it? You know, it sounded like there were some concerns. I can look at a copy of the deed we got, but they may, it looks like Mr. Whitehouse.
I can take one, pass one down. But
yeah. They may resolve it anyway and withdraw it. If they're going to come in and talk to staff.
Sorry.
So we got 45 days to act on it. Let's just sort of hold it and see.
I would prefer to give them a chance to come in and talk. We'll talk with the staff. And
I agree.
Are you kidding me?
Mr. Chairman, I move in regard to 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley, that we defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moving seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-14, Dennis L. and Sharon K. Shockley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2141, Mills Tree and Outdoor Services.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman, we had this one and one other one with trees. And they propose some conditions on that one, or at least on the first one, Miller's Tree. I would just ask so we can contemplate some consistency depending on how you act on either one of these, just to defer.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, in regards to number 2141 Miller's Tree and Outdoor Services, I make a motion that we defer.
Second.
Moved seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2141 Miller's Tree and Outdoor Services. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item, our next public hearing was conditional use number 2142 RH Orr LLC.
Before we make any motion on this one, I would like to know if we've got somebody who said we watched the Eagles land there, and I know that that was a big deal in other developments. How do we find out, well, one, if there's another, cemetery, and two, the Eagles have landed?
And there was another thought brought up about the older guy that had died and been buried there.
That was the other
cemetery. That was the other cemetery.
No, but wasn't there two different things, though?
That was the other cemetery.
That was the second
marker that's no longer obvious.
Okay.
Someone witnessed the burial and the family.
That one kind of stuck it.
And I also think there was another good point that was made about the frontage, with not having, a barrier towards the property.
Enough buffer
across.
I thought of that. I thought about asking that, but earlier they had said that the tax ditch easement is between the tax ditch and the road right of way. So you don't want to go requiring a buffer in that whatever it is, 80 foot.
I've got to have that.
It was one of those things that I wish during the public hearing, we'd said, you know, maybe you and the other homeowner need to get together and talk about, could you put something up? Because, I mean, if there were lights shining into a kid's bedroom, it's pretty annoying that maybe they could work something out that way, but we missed that opportunity, so hopefully somebody will think of that.
But while you're on that tax detriment thing, is that 40 feet on each side from the center or just one side now?
No, it's usually one side or the other, or one side's bigger than the other.
Yes.
And that's why I asked that question. It runs from the tax ditch to the road, not from the tax ditch to the development side.
I mean, yeah.
So I suppose you could require a buffer if you wanted to on the inside of the tax ditch where there's not the easement, you know, if you wanted to do that, screening.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell them they had to do something on somebody else's property without the other property owner knowing what I was talking about. But yeah, that makes sense to me. All right, thank you.
And so just back to the Eagle.
How would we...
I don't think they supplied the plus comments in the exhibit booklet. Maybe they... I just don't remember. Because typically that's where it would show up.
They had some red line stuff, and I'm trying to think if that was the plus comments.
That might have been. I just don't remember.
They have the plus response letter.
Yeah, which would have both the plus comments and the response.
That would be both.
You read so much.
Yeah, I know. You get a little...
Start to run together.
But that would talk about with DENREC, what their position is, more than likely on the Eagle.
All right, well...
Now, for the cemetery, they did hire a qualified archaeologist to locate and identify the location of any burial sites on the property, and that they did find one.
That was the cemetery.
And that's the one they're protecting, so they did recognize that.
Flood management, water supply.
Can they identify where they nest? They just have to go out there and watch until they figure it out?
I believe they stated there were no nests in the trees.
Yeah.
They talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
In the plus comments they do, or no. These the developer?
Mr. Lene stated that there were no nests in the trees.
Well, I mean, it doesn't in Fish and Wildlife. They don't talk about any eagles nests.
I don't even see that there's a mention of anything.
Yeah.
Reading the soil assessments. Let's see.
It would be on.
It was here. It's on the Fish and Wildlife starts. Oh, it's not marked. It's only talking about development on this. There are wetlands and forest areas on the property. That's all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give anything specific. So I don't. Could it be? I don't know. Is that something that they have to be asked specifically, or is that just a normal thing?
One thing you have to do. I think that eagles have come off the endangered species list, so I think that's also how they're treated is different than it used to be.
They're not on the endangered species
list. They're not on the endangered species list, but you've seen that big open circle in Coastal Club.
That's because they were, I think, at that point. Yeah.
Recently they came off?
It's been
several years.
Since that, and that's an old development at this point.
It might have been 15 years. Yeah. It's been a long time now.
Because Kim's right, you used to have to pinpoint the nest, and then you took a radius, and you couldn't disturb within.
We've got projects that we have to do that, but that's been more recent. But maybe I'm wrong with the timing when it was approved.
Oh yeah, it would relate back to the approval. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what's our pleasure here?
Given the discussion, I make recommendation, Mr. Chairman, on C-142, the oral property, that we defer till further discussion.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2142 RH or LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2144 William Caldwell.
Can we require that the poor man get a hearing aid?
What? We're hearing protection when he's using his chainsaws?
I never realized that was noisy.
Deaf as a stone.
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion that we defer for further consideration and
equipment.
And perhaps, you know, some checking into the fire company equipment. So, yes,
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2144, William Caldwell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker.
Mr. Chairman, I've moved for deferral for further consideration on change of zone 1856, Melissa and Nate Walker.
But maybe before you do that, I mean, I think you want to defer it, but
yes.
Or can we talk about it after he gets done saying defer it?
Sure, go ahead.
Doesn't matter. We can talk about it right now, and then we can second the motion when we're done talking.
Are we?
Mason's rules of legislative procedure are very liberal.
All right, second. I'll second
you. Okay. Any discussion?
The whole commercial thing, that's kind of a little bit of a dilemma, I guess. Are you okay with it?
Me or? Legally, I can go either way.
Back concern. To the spot zoning or not spot zoning?
My concern is that it's surrounded by residential development, yeah. And it's not just the house. I mean, it's a whole, it's a niche in a development, and I imagine the development probably built around it.
It's probably the farmhouse for that farm.
The farmhouse for that farm that got developed and so on. So it's a shade problematic for me, but. Like at the time, think about it, I guess.
Well, I mean, when you think about the other things that could be in C2, I mean, C2 does, there might be some, I got to think, if there's conditions as to the size, like could they put a, C2 includes a Wawa.
Well, and that's part of it, too. We're all still getting familiar with our own stuff, so, So I think maybe the deferral might be in order.
Yeah. All right. Do I need to do that again?
So,
now the second.
Seconded.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Just one comment. Going back to the commercial stuff, that's kind of a learning curve for everybody. We've had 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know, and so we've just got to keep in mind, people are trying to, they look at that and they say, what I'm trying to do fits in this slotted zoning code. I think staff, giving them some advice on what to do based on the zoning code, I think we all have to sort of be flexible moving forward, and that includes staff, just even sort of, now I think we almost, until we put our feet on the ground, say, well, you can do it this way or you can do it that way,
Okay, anything else? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and hope.